Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you ready, girl?
Jimmy
Cash. Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love
all
through the land.
Stay woke out there. You're waking up with Linda McShann. It is Find It Out Friday. Yes, it is. And happy holidays to you again. This show is sponsored by CUC, Community in Unification and Collaboration, an organization that has skilled advisors and consultants to help you reach your goals through education, workshop, training, and, of course, our favorite, empowering our youth. We're going to be with Tiffany with an eye. We're going to be celebrating heartfelt dialogue, okay? But before we get going, I'd like to say something. Awareness of the heart. We are aware that moments of each day, each gesture and step we take is truly mystical and full of wonder. We will live our lives with greater thought and care. We will also have greater respect and appreciation for the lives of others. It's all moving with the heart, all with the appreciation, and we must remember, when we speak of heartfelt dialogue, we have to keep in mind restraint and respect. Welcome in to Waking Up with Linda McShann. Stay woke.
Gladly walk across the desert with no shoes upon my feet to share with you the last bite bread I had to eat. I would swim out to save you in your sea of broken dreams. When all your hopes are sinking, let me show you what love means. Love can build a bridge between your heart and mine. Love can build a bridge. Don't you think it's time? Don't you think it's time? mine. I would whisper love so loudly every heart could understand. Love and only love can join the tribes of man. I would give my heart's desire so that you might see. The first step is to realize that it all begins with you and me.
Love can build.
That makes it happen out there. Before we bring Miss Tiffany with an eye on, I see it, I strategize, I change it, and I complete it. I just want to remind you out there that the cases are on the rise, okay? Be aware. Stay safe. And Karen Bass swearing in, the venue has changed. It is moved from City Hall to Microsoft Theater due to the expected weather change. So, again, and that's swearing in for Karen Bass, our new mayor of Los Angeles. The venue has changed. Look out for the information. If you registered because you had to RSVP, they will be sending you that information. Do not go to City Hall. They won't be there. The fun is going to be at Microsoft Theater. We have Miss Tiffany with an eye on with us. Good evening, Tiffany with an eye. How are you doing?
I am doing well today. How are you? Happy Friday.
That's right. That's right. Happy Friday. And we found out a few things on Friday, but we also know that you bring us a bit of information through your research of these energies moving out here. Do you have anything to tell us differently that you found out that we need to take through the weekend with us? Can you share something before we move on?
Sure. Well, we talked about the last time, the full moon in Gemini, which was on December 7th. Now, this full moon is the ending of a cycle from the new moon that was early in the spring in Gemini. So we're just finishing out the close of the cycle for the moon cycle for Gemini. So as I talked about before, I was saying that, you know, this full moon is giving us a push we need to express and evaluate our emotions and, you know, process on a highly, from a highly spiritual place. And then we had the day before, before the 7th, we had Mercury entering Capricorn, which, you know, adds structure, Capricorn being the structured planet, the sign of structure. We're adding structure to the Mars retrograde, and coupled with Neptune, we're going to have practicality and reason. This will allow us to have patience, right? So we have to develop some patience. But I want to also let you know that Neptune will be in Pisces and will create a lot of illusions. So we have to watch our temperament. So if you think that you might flare, your temperament might flare, be careful. You know, this is a time of balancing and grounding. But, of course, do not let the illusion of Neptune stop you from achieving your goals and dreams. Just understand that it will be a time, you know, of wishy-washiness and illusions created and, you know, tempers may flare a little bit. But just, you know, keep yourself balanced and grounded, as I said. And we know that Sagittarius and Gemini are opposing signs of the Zodiac. So, you know, Gemini wants to explore interpersonal connections and exchange ideas, while Sagittarius wants to expand those connections, you know, further. So with this full moon, we will be inspired by the social spirit of the holidays in Gemini, you know, with this moon, feeling strongly to close out a chapter or chapters that we began with the new moon back in spring. So anything that developed between the new moon in the springtime and the closing out the full moon on the 7th, we will have closed out chapters. So it's a period of releasing and rebalancing. You know, Mercury, the planet of communication, I said, is in Capricorn at this time. So, of course, we'll have some helpful support in communicating with others, and especially during this time because we have a lot of finance, family dynamics to deal with. You know, the holiday season brings that out, brings probably the best of all of us in the holiday season. We experience a lot of communication, right? Communicating with people we haven't seen for years, and sometimes the dynamics are a little bit more intense. So having Mercury in Capricorn not only will give us structure, but will help us, so it will give us additional added support and communication. So I will say, in closing, that full moons are ultimately about reflection and release. And now that this Gemini lunar cycle is coming to a close, it's time to let go of anything, you know, let go of anything that happened, release, let go, and take care of yourself, of course. Because we want to be able to embrace the new beginnings and prepare for that in the new year. So it's a time of closing out the cycle, releasing, and letting go.
Wow. Well, I see it's happening. You know, I'm glad that you took out the time. Like I say, we're not scientists over here. But we know that energy flows and how it flows, and we like to bring it to you, and I'd like to extend a happy holiday to all of our listeners in Canada, our listeners in the UK, listeners in Sweden, listeners in Japan that are out there. You know, we like to say good evening, good night, good morning, good afternoon. Join us on Find It Out Friday. We're wrapping it up. I know everyone's out there all over the world shopping and celebrating. It is a time of love, so that's why our topic today is celebrating heartfelt dialogues. And we went right into it because when we're dealing with those family issues and staying balanced and the intenseness that runs through it, and we all know what we have to go through, it is very, very important. I have a very special friend that when I'm stuck or I'm feeling a little crooked, I contact her, and she's known me for years. And she said, we must, when we're going through things, remember to restraint and respect. And you have to do that in dialogue because, you know, one word can set it off. So I really appreciate her for giving me that little helpful hint, and I'm releasing and I'm expressing, and I'm keeping all of that in mind because, yes, 2023 come in, we want to have it squeaky clean. So you release and you let go, but do it with restraint and respect. So when we talk about heartfelt dialogue, Tiffany Ritter, what comes to mind with you when we use those words? What is heartfelt dialogue?
Well, you know, heartfelt, heart being the main word, I think, is communication that really is authentic and truthful. It's coming from your heart. So the mm-hmm. holidays will bring out this heartfelt communication. And, you know, Gemini being the planet of communication along with Mercury, right? You know, Gemini is ruled by Mercury, I should say that. So it's got, you know, that's the Gemini is the sign of communication. It's ruled by Mercury. It's a very sociable sign. So we're going to want to get out there and have fun. And also, we'll also be having these conversations with people and relatives that we haven't seen, haven't dealt with in the past. You know, new issues come up. So I think it's very, very important, especially, you know, when I said that you have to watch your temperament because Neptune will be in Pisces. So you have to be very kind of careful, stay grounded and balanced because, you know, Sagittarius is also in play here. And Sagittarius is not the most tactful sign. So mm-hmm. communication could be like as a matter of fact and have no tact whatsoever. So you have to be careful of that. Oh, yeah, Sagittarius is a very boisterous sign when it comes to that because it's opposite of Gemini, right? So, you know, one's communicative and kind of like neutral, diplomatic. Sagittarius is kind of boisterous in your face communication, right?
Okay.
But Sagittarius is always about moving things forward, you know. So I think that, you know, we'll probably, most people will have communication that is heartfelt, issues that we need to resolve, things that we need to resolve are going to be dealt with. And we're closing out this cycle so that we can bring it in new beginnings in for the new year. But definitely heartfelt communication is something that is, you have to be true to who you are and authentic.
Yes.
You know, so whatever that is. And I think, you know, I was talking to you the other day and you were having some very heartfelt conversation with an individual that really wasn't as principled as you are. And you had to have that discussion. And I thought it was great because that dialogue was very important because people need to communicate with each other and we need to let each other know how we're feeling. You know, you just can't leave things unresolved with no communication. And I think it was great. You know, you let them know how you were feeling, what your thoughts were, and how you were going to move forward. And I just, in the most gracious way possible, and I just thought that was so good. It was great, as a matter of fact, because, you know, I know you move with your heart, so when you dialogue with people, it's, you know, you are your authentic self, so any communication that comes from you is pretty straightforward, it's truthful, and it's coming from your heart space.
Yes, and sometimes you're absolutely correct. And when you release it and when you try to keep in mind, principles are very, very important. And my family principles are unbendable, okay? And I tell everyone all the time, you can't bend a sun ray, and I will not bend my principles at any cost, okay? And sometimes individuals do not understand that. And when you express from your heart, they take it as a, I don't really have a word for it, but they don't understand the passion and the real love it because either they don't have that trait themselves and no one has ever approached them. So you're talking about Sagittarian being straightforward being that I'm August 1 and I'm a Leo, we just like to bring it on to you. And if it started in the kitchen, we finish it in the kitchen because we don't like to take it into the living room. But as we're doing that, listeners, I mean, yeah, everyone has to do it a certain way. We also have to keep in mind that celebrating your life, their lives, and all life, we have to keep that restraint but insist on that respect. And that's my motto here, but, you know, we all believe in each one, teach one, and we all learn together. So that's the beauty of it. And I'll say this, I always say it, you know, you want to be around persons that recognize your greatness because you already know your greatness. And you step into that greatness together, and you take others with you and don't leave them behind. Some people, they don't like to buy a ticket, so you just leave them standing on the platform and let them smell the jet fuel. You work 100% to try to get that person to that level, but, you know, if nobody's perfect, and who are we to say? All you have to keep in mind is what you need to do for you so that you can fly on into that destination of correctness, destination of principle and value, destination of your behavior. Behavior is very important. Okay, you're always on stage, no matter where you are. And if that behavior is heartfelt, coming from your heart, you don't have to worry if you're doing it right or not. You just continue to do it. So, yeah, you're quite right about that. I just wanted to get your take on it because we have to speak from the heart. We have to speak with authenticity. You have to be who you are and do it the way that you do it. And nobody can tell you how to do it. And I think sometimes I was speaking with my favorite mentor today, a lady that has known me. She really knows me. And she was talking about how wars have started. She was talking about an article that she had read. And I cannot remember the gentleman's name, but I'll find out. And he was saying wars have started. How they start is because of injustice. Someone feels that they've had an injustice done to them. Okay? So therefore that dagger goes into that heart, and they're satisfied with it, and they take it from there. And that's why I was given the information about restraint and respect. You must continue always to respect yourself as you respect others. But at times you have to restrain, because a lot of times you won't take their head off their shoulder, okay? But in order to not have that war, you have to have a bit of that restraint. And I found that out, and I was laughing, saying, whoa, whoa, whoa. I call the right person and talk to the right person at the right time. See, listeners out there, when you're having a mental problem and you're not too sure, call for help, okay? So sometimes sometimes when you talk to yourself, you give yourself the wrong information because you know you're right. You know you. This is this, and this should be that, and they should all of that. Pick up that phone and get another opinion, okay, so that you can keep yourself balanced. And you must surround yourself with individuals that can give you that correct opinion. So seek out the best mentors that you can find. And we all have to have mentors, and we all have to be mentors. Keep that in mind. Each one teach one, and we all learn together. So I wanted to pick that topic. You know, we don't take up a lot of time. We know persons are out there shopping, and, you know, and we might have a weather change here, and it's a lot of excitement going on, you know. Going to have a new mayor, and Dash, you know. It's just an exciting time. Christmas is a magical time. But we think Christmas is every day because you just don't give in December. You're supposed to give every day, but whatever you can give. If it's nothing but a smile, okay? If it's nothing but a smile, give it to someone. And if you give it, guess what? You're going to get one back. And that's a very, very good feeling. So I found out a lot of stuff today about me. Mm-hmm. Because you know why? Because I was seeking information. Because, you know, like I said, war start, you get stuck on it, and you're right, and it is just what it is. but you always get another opinion. Some people classified as that aren't really in tune, they take it as a complainer. No, you're not a complainer. You're trying to find a darn solution, okay? I'm a solution finder myself. And most complainers are cowards, okay? They push that yarn out in the closet and they jump back in the closet to see which way it's going to run, like a little kitty cat or a little mouse or whatever. They are cowards. So when you carry swords of justice, when you carry a sword of humanity, when you carry a sword of doing things as correctly as you possibly can, you have to know how to wield that sword and when to wield that sword. So I tell a lot of people, excuse me, put it down before you cut yourself because you're holding it on the wrong end, okay? It might sound a bit harsh, but I'm giving them a metaphoric message, you know, and I guess I'm still working in that restraint and respect, but you're going to get it. So I'm so glad that we decided to say celebrating and you bring these energies to us. And hopefully the listeners out there will take note and start paying attention, because it's nothing like having stuff moving around you and setting you into different emotional expressions and things that and you just let it go and say, oh, that's the way it is, and that's the way it's always been, and that's me, and that's it. No, it's not. Energies change moment to moment. Things change moment to moment. Nothing stays the same. Neither do we. So, again, I'm going to repeat what I said earlier. I gave them a quote from my favorite mentor, Dr. Socrates Kato, a great philosopher that puts that roadmap out there to show you the correct way to change your life and lead your life, therefore you can change and lead others, because that's what it's going to take. We change in this society one by one. There's no map. There's no rules. We can't wait for anyone to do it for us. Everything begins and starts with you, okay? And this is what I said. When we are aware that moments of each day, each gesture and step we take is truly mystical and full of wonder, we will live our lives with greater thought and care. We will also have greater respect and appreciation for the lives of others. Now, does that fit right in with what we're talking about today on Finding Out Friday, Tiffany, with an idea?
Yes. And I will like to add that a lot of conversations that I do have on this show are very heartfelt, and there's some times where I am going through my own personal issues. But I will find that, having good positive dialogue and about it and releasing it, in other words, is great. And so I told you guys about the conversation about being triggered, and we're all going to go into a situation, not all of us, but we're going to have those intense situations where people are going to think that they might be triggered if some issue from the past comes up and we're now in a celebratory moment, but nobody wants to discuss it. Everybody wants just to leave it as it is, as the elephant in the room. No, this is also a healing time, so we have to bring those issues. If they come up, we have to deal with them and have that conversation, and very heartfelt conversation. So I know personally, having been on this show, I've always had heartfelt conversation, because sometimes life is happening right before it's time for me to come on and share and care with you. But I enjoy it, and it's great. So I really do believe in heartfelt communication, because I am like that with everybody that is around me. And if you can't have the same, and if it's not mutual, then I can't really be around you, because I want people around me that, A, are going to support me, but also going to have that heartfelt conversation and tell me the truth. So tell me the truth, how you see, give me your perspective, because not all the time is my perspective going to be it, right? It's not going to be like, it can be a little foggy, cloudy, if you will, but I want somebody to say, okay, well, today, you're just going a little bit to the left and you need to stay a little bit more centered. You know, you need to go come back to the right a little bit more and then you'll be centered. But I want, you know, I want people around me to tell me that. And so you're one of those people. You know, I talk to you about certain things, and, you know, when I feel that I'm a little, that I need clarity and confirmation, I will talk to you because I know that your guidance is good and you'll lead me in the right direction. So it's really good to have people around, like you said, you know, to give you that.
Yes. Well, I get the same from you. You know, you're the most authentic individual I need to know as far as business. And if there's someone dragging their feet, or if there's someone, you know, just talking the talk and not walking the walk, they're going to have to deal with you because you really don't have time to waste time, as I say. But you're thorough, you are compassionate, but you're honest, okay? And it's all about the authenticity, the honesty, the restraint, and the respect. You're very good about restraining your thoughts. Before you speak, you take your time. I'm trying to learn because what comes up comes out with me, and I'm done. But I'm learning how to do it a different way because, like, everything changes from moment to moment. This is a new beginning. The ways that we've done things before, we will no longer be able to do that. We have a lot of work to do, but we must start with ourselves. And I feel that this pandemic and this event, I call it, was good. Because we found out how creative we could be, what we needed, what we didn't need, where we had to go, where we had to participate in, and what we don't have to participate in. And I think it was a teacher to let us know that you have options, okay, that you do not have to do anything that you don't want to do, okay? I will not participate in anything that I'm not excited about participating in. And if there's no exciting there, I will not be there. I don't care who it is, what it is, or what's happening. Because sometimes when you can have peace with yourself, you don't need all of that. Some people cannot stand to be alone because they don't want to deal with them. Okay? Sit down, take a seat, and deal with you. Because you'll find out a lot of information. You'll find out what you need to change, what you need to improve it, and nobody is telling you. You are telling yourself. I just want to put that out there. So, listeners, that's what y'all found out on Friday. It all begins and ends with you. You take time, you take your self-care, and be appreciative of everything that you experience because nothing happens by accident. Nothing. So be grateful, as we all talk about gratefulness. Be appreciative of you, and be more appreciative that your eyes and those glasses and those lens are beginning to get a little bit clearer. Keep polishing them. You know, if you have a tarnished mirror, the more you polish a tarnished mirror, the more it shines, okay? So keep polishing that mirror of your life, so that you can shine and be like the sun. And do not allow your sun rays to be dimmed. When you step up into situations and you understand that that person is not having such a good time, my thing is, when love is no longer being served, you better get up and leave the table, okay? And if sometimes when the love is not being served, you might have to serve them a little dessert. Keep that in mind. But when you do it with restraint and do it with respect. And on that note, I'm through over here. Well, what I found out, I know that those shoppers out there tipping with an eye, and I know that some they're ridiculous out there. Okay, really crazy. You know, they have lost their mind. They have lost their mind. And we understand that this is the season, and that persons have to make up for their losses, but good grief. Okay, you look at something that, and it's not only jumped up, it's okay when things move up maybe $2 to $3, but when they move up 10 to 15, that is like stupid to me. And I look at it and say, I don't think so. You're not getting that from me. And we will, listeners, show you. We're going to talk about it. I'm not Martha Stewart over here. But I'm from the South, And we're going to, maybe once a week, you call us and let us know if you want to know it. Give us a call at 323-769-5879. We are going to teach you how to make a pot of soup that will last a month and taste different every day. If you have families, you have a lot of mouths to feed out there, how to make that stuff work with you. I just cannot imagine, large families out there. You go in the store, you turn right around, and you walk back. With me, shoot, I can go get me a fish sandwich, okay? I don't need to cook a big meal. But I know how to get that fish sandwich. I know how to make a salad, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to give you all of that money. And I understand you have to pay your staff. You have overhead. Restaurants are the same way. I love good food, okay? And I have my special places to go. But some of my places haven't seen me because they kind of up the ante a little bit on me. And I have to call them and say, I'll come in there when you give me that familiar price, okay? Because I've been dealing a long time, but I'm not getting ready to give you that when I can go and put it in my own skillet. And I don't even have to worry about putting on clothes, combing my hair, or putting on any lipstick, or doubling up with my mask. I don't wear too much lipstick now because I wear my mask all the time. But it's just unheard of out there. So, listener, if you want to learn the secret to cooking that soup, okay, that lasts a month and tastes different every day, give us a call, 323-769-5879, and we will bring it to you. Okay, each one teach one, and we all learn together. And on that note, Tiffany, I'm going to say we're going to check out of here because the weekend is in. We'll be back for Mindful Monday. Give you some thoughts to be mindful of. Listen, stay safe out there. Stay aware. And it's going to be fun on Sunday at the swearing in of our brand new mayor. First, an African American, Karen Bass. Congratulations to you, Karen Bass. And on this note, I really don't know how to put this out here, but I'm going to put it out here. I have a beautiful family that I love. And if any of you understood there was a finding maybe 3 weeks ago where they found this decomposed body, okay, in a drain pipe. And they don't know how long it had been there. That decomposed body was the nephew of my best friend. And I am supporting her 100% and insisting that everyone that knows her give her that love. You know, they have closure. Now they know because he was missing in action for about 2 years. And now they have the closure who that decomposed body was. And that's out the way, but now the thought is, how did it happen? So please, I know we send goodness out there. We believe in positivity. We know that we can keep it positive and make it happen. Send my friend. Last name is Brown. She's my best friend. Send her some support, good energy to keep her up. She's dealing, but I can imagine what the family is going through. So on that note, send those prayers out there. Be safe. Tiffany, Luke and I, we love you. And I'm going to play us this song before we check out of here. Have a wonderful weekend. I will speak with you later. Thank you. We love you, Tiffany. We appreciate you so much. You're awesome.
Want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come. Oh,
it up with Linda Mitchell.
Uh-huh, you said it, girl.
Yeah.
Ooh,
and
we'll
break it up. Sharing care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
Enjoying other positive.
We care with love all through the land.